This is the Partnership Podcast, where we bring you all things business from the Vail Valley, including business news, current issues, advocacy alerts, community conversations, and more. Presented by Vail Valley Partnership.
This is the Partnership Podcast. It's Eric Williams. So happy to be with you. I am joined by a good friend and just countywide saint, Brooke Shonsby. How are you? Is it okay to call you a saint?
Wow, I was going to say that is one title I have never been given, but I think the shoe fits, so I'm good with it.
You have to, I believe you have to do three miracles to be a saint, if I'm going back to like Catholic roots. And so, you know, we can just count these last couple of years, all the things done with COVID, all the things done with the charitable fund. But the third miracle is what you're doing with and what the entire community is doing with Colorado Gives Day this year. It's blown up.
It totally is. Yeah. And thanks for bringing that up. And we're able to bring awareness and the fundraising capacity around Colorado Gives Day because of our Eagle County Gives Collaborative. We are 67 strong this year. We typically are over 50, right? So it ranges somewhere from 50 to 55. And not that the number matters, and that we want to be all inclusive of all of the nonprofits truly that provide amazing wraparound resources to every individual local here in Eagle County that needs them, from education and medical services to horse therapy and outdoor recreation to conservancy and awareness. I mean, we really cover the entire spectrum of nonprofit services. So, yep.
You did a good job there. I was trying to list like all the things on the radio the other day. Oh yeah, and the taking care of the earth and horses and people and childcare and college, whatever it may be. One of these 67 nonprofits, it's a part of Eagle County Gives Day, serves that community in that way. You know, a lot of people ask how many nonprofits are in this community. How many are there? You know, and we did the research. There's about 150 or so registered nonprofits in this community. But I love the fact that, and you know, not all of those have, you know, boards and people that they're actually serving. Some are just smaller nonprofits. But I love the fact that it's growing so much. You know, should we stay at 50, or do we want to see 67 nonprofits as a part of Eagle County Gives Day?
We want to see 150.
Really?
we want everyone to be a part of it. Yeah. And it's amazing. Like I look at the list of some of our new organizations this year, like Mountain Pride, the museum at Dinosaur Junction.
Yes.
VFW Minturn Post 10721, Mr. Anonymous Philanthropic Society, MAPS, the music education program. So again, even the new organizations coming on board really fill in even those other elements of the spectrum that we didn't have before. And really we want Eagle County Gives to be all inclusive of all nonprofits here in Eagle County. So
It feels like it is. Talk to me about this First Bank Fund and why we talk about maximizing the donations and why it's important to give on the 6th or schedule said donation in advance.
Yeah, absolutely. So huge thank you to Community First Foundation and First Bank who created this $1.4 million incentive fund. So essentially it's a pool of dollars to boost every donation made through coloradogives.org. on Colorado Gives Day, which is Tuesday, December 6th this year. So essentially it just increases the value of every dollar donated. And I always love to say, because it is very important, it does not matter if you give $5 or $5,000, literally every dollar matters. And though you can schedule those today to be made on Colorado Gives Day on Tuesday, December 6th.
Can I ask you, we're going to go back and speculate just a little bit. COVID wasn't all that long ago. Our nonprofits were insanely important to so many people in our community. We were worried as a community that we were going to see a lot of nonprofits actually go away during COVID time because of the lack of funds and so forth and just the uncertainty. We didn't see as many. We, of course, you know, a few businesses closed, a few nonprofits weren't able to continue operating. But what is the general sense, you know, of the nonprofit community right now? It seems like post-COVID, we're all, okay, let's take care of the nonprofits, but we've settled back into a sense of normal. Are the nonprofits still being taken care of? Is the need still there? And how do we help with that?
I love that you bring this up, because this is something that I think about often. And really beyond the nonprofit landscape, if we think about just the fact that these continue to be extraordinary times as we adapt to a new normal, and that new normal even evolves from day to day. Yeah. It's just an unprecedented time in history. And I would say then boiling that back down to the needs within each of our communities, and right here in Eagle County, they're unrelenting and supporting our nonprofits so that they and we and can in turn can provide those essential supports to people who need them most is more important now than ever before.
Thank you for sharing that too.
Yeah.
You know, some people do have the sense, oh, COVID's over. Okay, we can all take a deep breath and the need is not there. But boy, that need was exacerbated for a lot of people because of that and continues. It's just, it's maybe not in the forefront anymore as we're trying to get back to that new normal.
So. Well, and I feel like we've messaged that, and really we have seen the receptiveness to that, Eric, which is a huge kudos and acknowledgement to people who support our nonprofits. I will say we personally, Vail Valley Charitable Fund, had one of our biggest years that first year of COVID. And so that just showed that the acknowledgement that the needs were not going away. In fact, they're only increasing, whether it's housing or education supports or the ability to put food on the table for your family. Like the nonprofits are stepping up because those who support the nonprofits are stepping up as well. So there's a synchronicity there and level of energy that just has remained, if not increased.
I usually end the podcast anytime someone says synchronicity.
Oh no.
$7 word is so good.
I didn't end the podcast. No. You said saint.
Oh, okay. That's a good one. Hey, let me hit you with something else, and I'm going a different direction too, because you and I are friends, and it's fun to talk about this and talk about need and how we serve others. I was in a retreat at Vail Valley Cares a couple weeks ago, and we were being peppered by the person asking questions, and he was saying, what does your community need? What does your community need? And he was really putting people in the hot seat. And there's a pastor named Josue Rubio that I was sitting beside, and he summed it up, I thought, in one word, which I thought was absolutely brilliant. When we were standing at the Colorado Gives Rally, I wanted to share this with you, and with the whole group there, he said, what this community needs is, and what my community needs is dignity. And I thought, I really like that one word, because as I looked around at Colorado Gives Day at that rally, I thought the dignity through food security and the dignity of taking care of our environment and the dignity of taking care of people. He said dignidad, because he was telling me in Spanish, but I really like the idea that all of these organizations come together under the banner of bringing dignity to this community, because, you know, he said in this short time on the planet, what's more important than that? And kind of like took me back just a little bit. And I really appreciated that perspective.
I love that.
Yeah.
Are you asking me to put it into one?
I don't know if I was asking you to comment. I was just like, ooh, I wanted to share this with Brooke. And since you're here, yeah. And I guess there's other listeners too here, but the idea that we all bring dignity by doing this, if there's a way that you can help out a nonprofit, you know, we said it before, the time, talents, and treasures too, you know, is that something that we see that a lot of people are giving funds, obviously we're talking about right now, but how else can people give to nonprofits?
People can give a lot of ways to nonprofits, just your time, literally, not just your time, your time and energy, your word of mouth of sharing the resources that do exist, I think is huge. Because, you know, I'm a marketing major, so I bring that to the organization in which I am proud and honored to be able to run. But letting people know that these resources exist, right? So bringing it back to the charitable fund, God forbid something medical or a crisis or injury or illness pops up, and lo and behold, it's your neighbor or your coworker or a longtime friend that you don't talk to often that you hear gets diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, letting them know that the Vail Valley Charitable Fund exists is huge, right? Yep. So the word of mouth of all the plethora of resources that exist in our valley, and the giving of time, volunteering at events that help us raise money so that we can keep our nonprofits in place, so that we in turn can provide money back to people who need those resources the most. We have now a local rejuvenated website. It's eaglecountycoloradogives.org. And that is a full list of all the participating nonprofits in Eagle County Gives, with the ability to then donate off of that. That shoots you off to coloradogives.org. But that we created that with the hopes of that. That's a central resource for Eric Williams to go to when he decides him or his child needs horse therapy, right? Yes. So there's, and so then finding out about Trio Therapy Partners or Mountain Valley Horse Rescue. And so all of that lives within one place as a central hub for this person needing that resource. So
I think it's cool.
Yeah.
I think it's cool. The idea that, the awareness is so important in this community. Please share the message of these nonprofits to everyone that you know. Be an ambassador for every one of these nonprofits, even if you get a name tag or not, and share the resources they do. And how did you know I needed horse therapy just by looking?
I just knew. I could see it in your eyes.
All right. So let's give the people the details. EagleCountyColoradoGives.com for more information, or .org?
.org.
.org.
Yep. No worries. EagleCountyColoradoGives.org, where you can find out about all of the Eagle County Gives nonprofits. That will direct you, or you can go straight to ColoradoGives.org to make your donations. Schedule them for Tuesday, December 6th. Those donations made on that day get boosted through that $1.4 million incentive fund. And yeah.
If I'm feeling philanthropic on December 7th, can I still donate?
Yes. I was like, Eric, no, we just.
No, you're going to miss it. You're going to miss it.
Yes, you can donate.
But for those people, you know, they get this podcast later, it's later in the year or something, they really still want to donate, you can still keep going, right? You can still donate.
You can donate 365 days a year through ColoradoGives.org.
There we go.
And it's what's nice about that is it's kind of a one-stop shop. You can add multiple nonprofits to your shopping cart. You can differentiate the dollar amounts in which you want to donate to individual nonprofits. But yeah, I mean, essentially we are encouraging, those donations to be made on December 6th.
If okay. Do it on December 6th. Even if you're feeling philanthropic on the 7th. Yeah. Keep that going. If you're hearing this in advance of December 6th, please schedule those donations in advance. They will drop on the 6th, and that's an easy way to take care of it. EagleCountyColoradoGives.org. My guest is Brooke Shaughnessby, Executive Director of Vail Valley Charitable Fund. Just cool lady. Saint. Valley Saint.
Thanks, Eric. Appreciate you.
Thanks for your time.
Be sure to subscribe to the Partnership Podcast on whatever platform you're listening right now. And find more resources at VailValleyPartnership.com.